Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, it's a great good day. It's cold outside. It's 65 in Honolulu. It's 47 degrees in Volcano. You could play around at 8:32, 9:40, or 10:56, and I promise when the sun comes up, it's going to warm up just a bit, but it's not going to get much more than 77 degrees today. We're going to have partly cloudy skies. Tiger and Bryson go at it over calculations that Tiger doesn't even want to look at. We're going to be talking with Anthony Villanueva, executive chef at Edgewood. We're going to talk to the 2018 PGA, Aloha Section PGA, Golf Professional of the Year, Scott Ashworth, and Charlie Reimer. Yes, the big timer, Charlie Reimer. You probably know him from Golf Channel's Morning Drive. He's gone on to do something interesting. Myrtle Beach is his destination. He's got a secret project that he tells me we might be able to talk about today. But you see, Charlie and Michelle Wee have history. Yes, they have competed in the rib-eating contest of all time. And I think Michelle won, but we'll get the details from Charlie. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Oh, and Star Auto. They have a 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab with Taylor Package. Only 18,000 miles on it, buffed out. It's going for $3,000 under the Kelley Blue Book. That's one of the featured vehicles this week. That's Star Auto, right next to Baratania. I mean, next to Foodland on Baratania. And they ship to the neighbor islands. All righty. Charlie Reimer, PGA, former analyst and host on Golf Channel's Morning Drive. This is the big timer, Charlie Reimer. Welcome into the clubhouse, Charlie.
Hey, Daniel, appreciate you having me on. I love the big tease you threw out there. I mean, you come to me right after you're talking about a pickup truck. I'm a pickup truck man. You got a chef coming on your show later on. And, boy, I hate to hear, and I know for your viewers, your Hawaii-based viewers or listeners, hearing about Michelle Wee having a withdrawal, that's tough news. I've known Michelle since she was 14, 15 years old. In fact, there at Wailea and Honolulu when she was 15, she just missed the cut. I walked with every shot, walked with her every shot of that round, and it looked like she was going to be able to pull it off and make the cut. So I've known Michelle Wee for a long time, and boy, it's just unfortunate that she's had tough luck with her health, and I hate that. Some of it's been golf related, and sometimes it's been, taking a funny step here or there. But big picture, it's just been bad luck for Michelle. And my wish for her is to at some point get to where she can have a year, 2 years, 3 years where she just doesn't have to battle injury and really get out there and see what she can do.
Absolutely. That is certainly our hope. But about the rib eating contest, I saw this on social media where the two of you actually went to see who could eat the most ribs.
Right. Now let me correct you a little bit. Oh. So Michelle, your listeners will know that Michelle has a big appetite, and of course I have a big appetite, and she actually just flat out challenged me to a rib eating contest. She loves eating ribs, and I'm like, what, are you crazy? Well, I mean, look at her and look at me. I mean, I got a lot more room for ribs.
Yeah, let me just tell you, Charlie Reimer is 6'4" and 240 pounds. Okay, so yes.
Yeah, maybe a little north of 240. That 240 might be, a little bit of. I'm definitely 6'4". 240. That's a little fuzzy, but she just flat out challenged me to a rib eating contest. And so we made the mistake of trying to get, the folks that wear suits involved in it at LPGA. And I love Mike Wan. And when I was at Golf Channel full-time, our people, they were trying to make a big event for it. Larry the Cable Guy, the comedian, he's a buddy and one of my heroes. He has actually signed up to be the referee for this. And everything was going to happen fine until the folks who wear the suits got involved with it. And so it hasn't happened. It's a great idea.
Oh.
I still want to do it. But I'm just telling you, Michelle, she's scared. She has fear that I'll embarrass her in a rib eating contest. So we're gonna do it at some point. Folks still want to make it happen, and if she can get over her fear, and we can get the suits to stay in their offices,
yes,
it will happen.
Yes, it will happen. We'll have it happen during the Love Day, and Charlie Reimer will come here, and Michelle will be here recovering, right? Hopefully playing,
yeah, right.
But and then we can have the rib eating contest on the beach at Waikiki.
Yay, exactly. We're going to have Southern style ribs. I mean, you guys do pork a little bit different, you know, out there where you wrap it up in the banana leaves and bury them in the, you know, in the hot rocks and all of that down by the beach.
Oh,
you know,
we can,
green egg, right?
Yeah. But we can barbecue. So we can do something.
Can.
We can find some way to do this. So
okay.
Speaking of you being a former analyst and host on Golf Channel's Morning Drive, so why did you leave Morning Drive and head out to Myrtle Beach?
Well, you know, that 3:10 a.m. wake-up call gets a little rough every day. I love the opportunity the Golf Channel gave me, and I'll continue my relationship with them. I'll still do some live events for Golf Channel this year, and hopefully after that I'll be on for the drive, chip, and putt that I just love doing, and I'll do the American Century for actually NBC, the celebrity event, and a few more events for Golf Channel. But my primary focus now, I grew up in South Carolina, and I've had a good relationship with the folks down at Myrtle Beach, and in fact, that's where I am today. It's a golf capital of the world. We've got nearly 100 golf courses in about a 70-mile stretch, and has big impact on our economy here in South Carolina. And in fact, I won my first state championship in South Carolina down here at Myrtle Beach. And Kelly Tillman, my longtime colleague at Golf Channel, she's from this area as well. That's where we met. Her dad actually owned a golf course. It was the first golf course that Reese Jones designed, and I met her at that golf course, a professional there. His brother was my high school golf coach. So Kelly and I have known each other for a long time through our ties to Myrtle Beach. But I'm a brand ambassador, the spokesperson for Myrtle Beach Golf, and thrilled to have that opportunity. We'll be doing some foundation work here as well, involved with helping some kids and our vets and I love what golf does for people and what it does for our vets, our injured vets, is the thing that golf does. It's very best. And so happy to have that opportunity. And so I'll be promoting golf. I'll be working as a freelance broadcaster. As I mentioned, I'll be on the Drive, Chip, and Putt for Golf Channel later that week. For my 11th straight year, I'll be the lead analyst for Westwood One Radio at the Masters.
Awesome.
And I'll do the same thing at the PGA. And I'm going to show up here and there. But instead of flying back to Orlando when I get finished with work, I'll be flying back to Myrtle Beach.
Right on. You know, you'll be playing more golf, too, I bet.
Yeah. In fact, my home golf course here is a Tom Fazio golf course called Wachusett Plantation. I'm going to go out and hit a few balls this afternoon. We're not. I think I heard you say it was 77 where you are today. I think we're about 71 here today. So we can get out and play a little bit of golf in the wintertime in South Carolina. And I played a few events on PGA Tour Champions last year with not very good results, but I'm actually playing a little bit better now. So I might play a few there. I'm fortunate to be a member of PGA Tour Champions. On the ladder there, but at least I got my foot in the door, so hopefully maybe I'll get a few starts and play a little bit better. I'm also a member of the PGA of America, and my home section now is the Carolinas section, and they play a lot of great events here in the Carolinas, so I'm going to play a few of those as well.
You know, I was listening on Morning Drive one day when you got your PGA. You became a PGA officially, passed everything, did all the requirements, and you said, that was hard. What was the hardest?
Yeah.
What was the hardest part about becoming a PGA?
Well, when you're dealing, you know, for your listeners, you're dealing with a PGA professional. You're dealing with someone who's had quite a bit of training, and there's also even if it's been a while since you've pass the exams, you're required to do continuing education. My wife's a nurse. She has to do so many hours of continuing education. So the PGA of America has that as well. They want the members, there's 29,000 of us across the country, to stay up to date best we can on what's going on and not only business, but instruction and other areas as well. And my path back to membership, I'd actually become a member when you go through what was in the qualifying school and you become a member either of the web.com or the PGA Tour, uh-huh. You're afforded the opportunity to join the PGA of America in a special classification. So when I had played full-time, I was a member for 8-9 years, something like that. And when I went to media, I wasn't able to maintain my membership. And after a period of years, I just thought, you know, I feel like I have the same mission that the PGA of America has, which is to grow our great game, increase enjoyment of the game of golf. And that's sort of what I was doing on my own. And I reached out to Pete Bevacqua, who's now the head of NBC Sports at the time. He was the CEO of the PGA of America. And I said, Pete, is there a pathway back to membership for me? And he did a little check-in, and he came back to me a few weeks later, and he said, listen, if you take the test, because you remember previously and your work position qualifies, you can become a member. I said, test? What are you talking about, test? And he said, it's going to take a year and a half of studying. And
wow.
And so they sent me all the material, and I was really motivated because Danielle, this game has been great to me and my family, and I learned everything I know about the game and the business of golf, and actually broadcasting as well from PGA members, guys like Andy North and Billy Kratzert and Mark Lye and Peter Jacobson were very kind to me when I was younger and helped me learn how to become a broadcaster, and I can't really repay, you know, those guys or the guys who first put a club in my bag and all the way up through my coach in college, Pucky Blackman. But what I can do is go back and support the organization that they were all part of, PGA of America. So I studied up on the material, actually went to a community college there in Orlando, and there was four batteries of tests. And I'm not going to say I made 100 on every test I took, but I did well enough to pass. And Derek Sprague, who was then the president of the PGA of America, actually live at the PGA Championship up at Kohler, presented me with my PGA membership. And it was really cool. And I've gotten a lot more out of it than I put into it. And it was something that I was very happy I was able to do. And it didn't take me 18 months. I did it 9 months. I'm awesome. Good at taking tests. But it's been really good because PGA professionals are part of it is – I was working at Golf Channel. We don't have a union. I wasn't a member of the PGA Tour anymore. I sort of felt like I was out there on my own. Now I have a place I can plug back in to folks that have a similar mindset and appreciate the game. And it's a great place to exchange ideas and go compete. So I'm very much a proud member of the PGA of America.
Yeah, I love one of your quotes. One of the tenets of the PGA of America: taking care, respect. In golf, one of the most important responsibilities is to repair our ball mark and one other.
Yeah, sure. So I actually ran for office for the North Florida section. So the PGA of America, 29,000 members are divided up into 41 geographic areas. Your PGA section is the Aloha section, and Orlando, Tampa up to Jacksonville is a North Florida section. And so I ran for office and was voted in as secretary. I served as secretary and vice president. And one of the things that I was able to get going down there is the foundation. And it just occurred to me when I go talk to groups of junior golfers or kids in general, you know, I say, listen, when you have a resource that people work at hard to give you an opportunity to access, it's the right thing to do. It's an obligation to make sure that resource is as good for the folks that come behind you as it was for you. And that's one of the lessons that we learn in golf. You know, if you hit your ball in a bunker, you rake the bunker. If you make some damage to the green with a ball or walk funny on it, you repair that. So I thought, you know what, that's a really nice name for a foundation, yours and one other. We actually have a ball mark repair tool that is the logo of the foundation. And while I'm not involved in the North Florida section because my job responsibilities are now Myrtle Beach, that's something that's going to happen in North Florida. They're going to use that foundation to raise money. The money will go for junior golf causes, for some kids' causes, and for military causes as well. So it's something I was really proud that I was able to sort of get started. I'm going to watch from afar now and see how that foundation does.
My friends are Links to Freedom out of Belvoir, Steve Greiner. And so I totally understand what you mean. We're going to take a real quick break. We're going to come back talking with Charlie Reimer, and we're going to find out what FATAS is and the secret project that he's working on right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Get off the couch. Stop worrying. Star Auto has the rides that make you shine. We're a Kelley Blue Book certified independent dealer with your Carfax in hand. We're located at 1450 South Baratania. Want to sell your car? Paid off or not? Drive to Star Auto. You got the title? You'll get a check today. Want a smooth ride? We have 20 cars below $10,000 on sale now. Financing available on approved credit. Miguel Michael will take care of you. Come to Star Auto because you need a better car.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Tee up your keiki for loads of fun. Join us for Hawaii Junior Golf Day on Saturday, March 16th. It's a fun and free introduction to golf for kids of all ages, with clinics, games, and lessons from PGA professionals at golf courses throughout the state. The HSJGA provides opportunities to kids and exposes them to the game of golf through fun, affordable, and competitive programs. Memberships available for new and competitive golfers. Register online at hsjga.org.
This portion of The Golf Club is brought to you by Star Auto at 1450 South Baratania, next to Foodland. Large selection of gently used cars. Go to Star Auto and get a sweet ride. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom in two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it anywhere. Get the Honda generator you need at Aloha Power Equipment. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Charlie Reimer, PGA. You know him from Golf Channel's Morning Drive. He's been in golf forever. I think at 15, he won the All-American in 1988. You won your first event when you were 15 years old, the South Carolina State Junior Championship. So on my website, I ask my guests to give me a photo of themselves. So when you're listening to the podcast at RadioGolfClub.com, you can see the people and a logo, something they'd like to promote. And he sent me the logo of FATAS Apparel. FATAS.
Yes, I did.
Yes, and I'm like, so, FATAS. Oh, that sounds so FATAS.
It sounds sort of French, doesn't it?
Yes.
FATAS. Yeah, then you start looking at it and you go, well, let me spell this. F-A-T. A-S-S. It's got the little, you know, the little butt cheeks up underneath it. So, you know, let me get some off my chest here, Danielle.
Sure.
I was like 11 pounds when I was born, somewhere between 10 and 11 pounds.
Wow.
And you know, there's like normal human beings like in a curve. And I'm like at the tail of that curve. My feet, I'm size 15.
Woo.
My head is like, you go buy a hat, it says, you know, one size fits all. One size fits all, don't fit Charlie. you know, they all these little people, these little designers, they design all this stuff for themselves and all that. And I just got, you know, I mean, I go to a department store and you know, some salesperson will come up and I'll say, I'll buy every pair of shoes in here you have, they'll fit me. And they can't find one in a whole department store. So it's been that way my whole life. And then when you start getting into, you know, some golf apparel, and it's like, I can't, you know, I swing and the shirt comes untucked, you know. I mean, I don't need like an extra long shirt. I mean, I need like a foot extra long, you know. And so one day I was actually on a flight from Costa Rica back to, I think I was going to Miami, and I was over Cuba with a buddy of mine who's normal size like me, and it just popped into my brain right on top of Cuba, Patas. And what we're going to do is we're going to create a paradigm shift in the fashion industry where a guy like me doesn't have to go get like a double extra large shirt. I'm going to be like a medium in Patas. And you know, we'll have some smaller sizes, but we'll make the small people feel bad because they've been making the big people feel bad all this time.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah, we're going to come out, you know, with some T-shirts. I thought it'd be ready to go today. We got some wonderful T-shirts, and it'll have the little Fatas logo on the front of the shirt, you know, over the left chest. And I got some, you know, some nice slogans for, like, the first T-shirt's going to say, on the back, it's going to say, salad sucks, because it does. Salad's just something you push around until the meat shows up. And another thing, normal size people, you go play 36 holes and you're walking, you know, on a hot day. I mean, normal size people know chafing is an issue. So the next slogan we're going to have is chafing is not a dish.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's sort
yes.
of where we're going. We got some other ideas, you know,
yes.
for, you know, us normal size people that, you know, we're going to be able to find some big, you know, some big hats that fit. My friends over at Imperial Headwear, they actually ran some samples for me, and I found one that's like an XL hat, and it's like double to triple XL hat, and it's going to be normal with
yes.
a Patas logo. You see where I'm going with this?
I do,
now,
and I feel
yeah,
you.
So I'm an ambassador for Two Under, the underwear company, and technically, I sort of think of myself, you know, as an underwear model because of that. But I spent some time with a head designer, and I'm making the perfect big boy sporting underwear. Now, you got to go with me on this. It's going to come in one color. We're calling this Fudgy Wudgy. It's got a brown body and a yellow pouch, and it's antimicrobial infused, and that takes care of all the issues that are out there for the big guy. You can't stain it in the back, you can't stain it in the front, you can't have fungal issues. What else can you ask for?
It's everything in one package.
Exactly.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Sporting underwear. You know, we're going to do some barbecue sauces, you know, maybe probably do a little bit of queso dip. So we've got a whole line of products, and the world headquarters is going to be right here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, for Fatas Sporting Apparel, a lifestyle brand.
I love it.
The Fatas man likes to sport.
I love it.
See where I am with that?
I'm absolutely with you. I'm on it. Fatas. And
Fatas.
You can find it
any day now.
Yes.
Folks can follow me on Twitter, at Charlie Reimer of PGA. That'll be the big announcement. We'll have a link. If they're interested in Fatas products, they can go there. And we're already thinking big, Daniel, because, you know, this is a guy's product by and large, but, you know, we're equal opportunity. So we're going to do a ladies line, and that's going to be called Lardas.
Lardas.
Yeah. So, and this is a real thing, by the way, you know.
I know it's a real thing. You have a Facebook page.
Right, exactly.
Facebook.
Yeah, so that's where we're going with Fatas.
Fatas. Fatas, yes, and Lardas, yes.
And Lardas.
And Lardas.
Lardas is second stage. You know,
second
that'd be
stage,
like
yes.
the, you know, the iPhone. We're on iPhone 10 now.
Yeah,
you know, the Lardas
yep.
is like
yes.
Fatas 2.0. We're
yes.
not quite there yet.
Yes. But
that's sort of in a developmental stage.
But coming soon, Charlie Reimer, PGA. You know, I have wanted to talk to you for years. Thank you so much. It's the perfect time to meet you. And maybe you'll be back on when you actually launch everything. That would be so much fun.
Absolutely. If you'll have me, absolutely.
I'll have you anytime. It's so much fun.
I appreciate you having me on. I love Hawaii. If you ever read it, Charlie Reimer and his wife are missing.
Oh, did we lose him?
Which is...
we're losing you, Charlie. Oh, yikes. It looks like we've lost Charlie. Did we lose Charlie? We've lost Charlie. Oh, no. This is... You know, Charlie Reimer has three glorious dogs. And there is a photo of his dogs on his Twitter feed that's absolutely adorable. And those three dogs are looking up at him taking this photo with an adoration that is just amazing. And as all I could say to him was, anybody who's loved by these three creatures must be a really, really cool person. That's what I've got to say about Charlie Reimer, PGA. Awesome. The big timer, Charlie Reimer. We're going to come back and talk with our 2018 Golf Professional of the Year, Aloha Section PGA, Scott Ashworth, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Creative Plumbing. Are you compliant? You know, we talk about Creative Plumbing all the time. As you know, if you're needing to do your plumbing stack because of the sprinkler or law that went into effect, maybe you have to just redo your plumbing stack because it's 50 years old and it's time for it to be done. But what if you have a grease trap issue? And believe me, if you are a restaurant or a building with a grease trap, you need to make sure your grease trap is legal. Creative Plumbing will do that. They can check it out for you. It's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Call them. All right. I was so honored to see this man get his award at the Aloha Section Ho'olauleia when the awards were handed out to the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association winners, all of the people. Dean Wilson was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and Scott Ashworth, PGA, the 2018 Golf Professional of the Year, Aloha Section PGA. He's the director of golf, Four Seasons Resort Lanai. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. Great to be with you. And congratulations to you as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
Your award. That was great.
I was I was so, I can't think of any other way to say blown away. I mean, people say, you know, you get the phone call and they tell you, I had no idea I was nominated. You know, I didn't know anything. And my brain just sort of stopped. Huh? But we're talking about Scott Ashworth, the 2018 Aloha Section PGA Golf Professional of the Year. You have, this is your second time being given this award. Were you shocked when you found out?
I was actually very shocked. You know, I was fortunate enough to win the award 10 years ago. And, you know, certainly, obviously we go about doing what we do. And we're lucky to be in a business we love. And so to be nominated and win the award a second time was really a great honor.
Absolutely. And what you've done at Manele, I mean, look at what the awards, you know, named, first of all, a 5-star hotel by Forbes Travel Guide in 2019 rankings. Golf.com names Manele Golf Course one of 3 Hawaii courses certain to cure your winter blues. That's awesome.
Yeah. We have a beautiful property. I mean, we were, you know, really happy to get our Forbes 5-star rating with the hotel and the resort. But, you know, we have a beautiful place, beautiful ownership that, supports us. And we're just really, really blessed. And we have a beautiful place here.
Do you still have the ferry that goes from Maui to Lanai, or is it all via plane right now?
No, we've got the ferry.
You've got
the ferry. It goes actually 5 times a day, run through expeditions. And so we actually get a lot of people to come over on the ferry, not only day guests for golfers, but we get people that come over and just explore the island. They'll come up and hang out at the beach, Kalapuya Bay, which is a great place to hang out. So, yeah, 5 times a day it still runs.
Yeah, and a lot of the media folks who go to the Century Tournament of Champions come a little early so that they can take the ferry and go play Manele Bay.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
Yeah.
We see a lot of them right around Century Tournament Champions.
Yeah. Now, there's something really cool that I discovered about the resort, Four Seasons Resort Lanai. You have an explorer offer, unlimited activities, golf, horseback riding, off-road activities like adventures, archery, mountain biking, tennis, and water sports. What's that explorer offer?
Well, you know, a lot of times when people think of Lanai, they kind of think of sleepy Lanai, and the perception is there's not a lot to do. And that's not true. You know, all the things you just mentioned, there's so much to do on Lanai. So, you know, we wanted to put together a package that gave people the opportunity to really experience, you know, all of the island. You know, we're unique. You know, if you go to a certain resort, you're kind of confined to within a resort. Our resort is an entire island. It's really unique. And so for people to take advantage of that offer is really cool, and just the opportunity to experience so many different things here on the island.
Can I take that offer if I'm not staying at the hotel?
You can, but no, it's
sorry,
not offered unless you're actually staying at the resort.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun to come over for the day, get the explorer offer, and just, you know, play a round of golf or go horseback riding. That would be the two I would choose. Even maybe archery. I've always wanted to try that one. You know,
People can come over, though. People can certainly come over for the day and experience the things, though. They just can't necessarily take advantage of
that unlimited offer. Yeah, gotcha. This is Scott Ashworth, the 2018 Aloha Section PGA Golf Professional of the Year. I had Professional of the Year for Billy Casper in 2005, Marriott Golf Professional of the Year in 2009. You know, what do you think you do that earns you these fabulous awards?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I've been fortunate to work at some great resorts in Hawaii. And I think, you know, when I've been there, I think at the different resorts, I just work hard to elevate the team and the facility I'm at. Like I said earlier, it's not something you don't really work hard to try to get an award. You just work hard to try and, you know, provide great leadership for wherever you're at. And I think part of it for me, I think, you know, in the last few years, I've become much more involved, not only in the Aloha Section over the years, but also I was fortunate to be involved in the national level as the District 11 director on board of directors. So I'm sure, you know, that was a big part of it as well.
No, but the 29,000 PGA professionals have really one goal across the United States, and that's to make the game of golf more enjoyable for everybody.
Yes.
And no doubt. I get the sense that when you're working at your job, that what you're doing is you're not working. You are not the job, but you are the thing. You know, you love what you're doing, and as a consequence, people like to do what you're doing with you. And that's
absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's really how, you know, you can energize each other and really make something fabulous happen just out of that synergy that you create when you're working together as a team. And you certainly have accomplished that. Tell us more about the 3-year term as the District 11 director for the PGA of America Board of Directors. What were your responsibilities?
Yeah. Well, that was an amazing experience. So I represented not only the Aloha section, but the Northern California section and Southern California section on the National Board of Directors. So there's 14 districts. I was one of 14 directors that sat on the National Board of Directors. So it really involved a lot of meetings, you know, traveling around the country for board meetings, you know, and it really just focused on governance. But for us, you know, a lot of it was focused on, I was part of the board that voted to move the PGA Championship to May, for example, part of the board that voted to move our headquarters to Frisco. We were very focused on our philanthropic arm, PGA Reach. That was, you know, an honor to be a part of that. So it was really representing our three sections on the national level, which was a huge honor for me.
Absolutely. And, you know, had I known that you were involved, I would have called you and said, hey, be on the show. I want to talk to you more. Why is it so good to be in May, the PGA Championship?
Oh, I love this move. You know, because you're coming off, first of all, it's, you know, look at what's going on around the country right now with the weather. You know, and it's probably not going to get much better until, you know, March, end of March, then we hit the Masters, and everybody's kind of got golf fever, you know, leading up to the Masters. And so we're going to trail right after the Masters where, you know, people are chomping at the bit to get out and play golf. They're excited about the Masters, you know, and so we kind of are going to be riding that high of the Masters, riding the high of everybody wanting to be out on the golf course. Not to say that August was a bad month necessarily, but, you know, we were at the tail end of all the golf. We were kind of fighting a little bit with the Olympics now. Certainly the FedEx Cup was an issue that we were kind of getting lost in the shuffle a little bit. So I think this really puts a much bigger, stronger emphasis on really what is, I think, you know, an amazing championship.
Absolutely. And plus you've got NFL starting in August. There are,
absolutely.
You know, all of that is gearing up. You've got all these things. Everybody's been golf, 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 golf. You know, oh, this is something we're going to do now. Sometimes I think an off season is good because people have been waiting for the other sport to start. So they're like, yeah. you know, and so, oh, golf's all the time. So I think absolutely fabulous that you're between the Masters and the U.S. Open, and you're taking advantage of all the energy that is happening because of the majors and the dynamic that happens. Some people thought May might not be the best month because it could still be winter-like or the grass hasn't grown in yet. I mean, as a director of golf, you are key with all of those things. Is that a problem? Do you need to move some of your tournaments to climes that may not be influenced by the weather?
Well, it could be an issue. You know, there's no doubt. Two things. It does restrict where you may be able to have some of the championships in the future. For example, like a Kohler, Whistling Straits would be very difficult for us to have it in May now. Maybe some of the historic courses more in the New York area, although we'll find out what happens at Bethpage, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What this does do is it does open up some other climates, you know, whether it be Arizona, for example, or Texas, some of the other places throughout the country that do have, you know, great weather in May.
And, you know, weather in Texas... Were you guys moving to Texas? Did the weather in Texas have anything to do with the move?
No, I don't think so. I think the Texas one, you know, we put an RFP out to a bunch of cities when we were considering making the move. And Frisco, Texas, if you were to ever kind of look up Frisco and what's happening there, is the growth in Frisco is crazy. and the economic opportunity that we had and the what was presented to us in the way of land and building out a resort was really, you know, we kind of called it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And, you know, certainly we did a tremendous amount of due diligence. You know, some of the Daryl Krall, for example, with our PGA of America, just did an amazing job on, you know, seeing this whole thing through. But whether it wasn't really a part of it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I just thought it would be the, you know, a climate where you could pretty much, but then again, I don't know, except what I feel from Frisco is that you've gotten an awesome deal with excellent corporate sponsors who are behind you 100%, and you're going to have a first-rate facility, a glorious golf course. And if you wanted to hold the Ryder Cup there or the PGA Championship there, it's the perfect place. I really love it, and it's great for all the people who come from Hawaii. They don't have to go to the East Coast. They can just go to Texas. It's not that long of a trip.
Well, yeah, it's no doubt. It's one flight for us, right, from Honolulu to Dallas.
Yeah.
That was a part of it, too. It'll be much easier to get to than, say, West Palm Beach, where we're currently at. And West Palm Beach has been an amazing partner for the PGA of America for many years. So, you know, it was a difficult decision to make, obviously, but we think it's being a little more central in the country is a huge bonus as well.
This is Scott Ashworth, the 2018 Aloha Section PGA Golf Professional of the Year. He's Director of Golf over at Four Seasons Resort Lanai. Under his direction, the Manele course has earned many accolades, including Golf Digest Magazine's Editor's Choice Awards as one of the best destinations in the United States, ranked by Golf Digest among America's 100 greatest public courses, and has been listed among the top 20 resort courses in the United States by Golf Week Magazine. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. My pleasure. It's been a lot of fun.
Fun, absolutely. And you shouldn't be such a stranger.
Yeah, I won't be.
Good. Be in touch. Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to somebody who took a cruise. And I'm telling you, they should have paid him to take this cruise because I felt like I was vicariously traveling the Caribbean with Anthony Villanueva and his wife. It was absolutely fabulous. Just the photos that he was posting on Facebook. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Get off the couch. Stop worrying. Star Auto has the rides that make you shine. We're a Kelley Blue Book certified independent dealer with your Carfax in hand. We're located at 1450 South Baratania. Want to sell your car? Paid off or not? Drive to Star Auto. You got the title? You'll get a check today. Want a smooth ride? We have 20 cars below $10,000 on sale now. Financing available on approved credit. Miguel Michael will take care of you. Come to Star Auto because you need a better car.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Tee up your keiki for loads of fun. Join us for Hawaii Junior Golf Day on Saturday, March 16th. It's a fun and free introduction to golf for kids of all ages, with clinics, games, and lessons from PGA professionals at golf courses throughout the state. The HSJGA provides opportunities to kids and exposes them to the game of golf through fun, affordable, and competitive programs. Memberships available for new and competitive golfers. Register online at hsjga.org.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Star Auto has two featured vehicles, two special edition cars. The 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500, that's the crew cab with the trailer package with only 18,000 miles on it, buffed out, going for $3,000 under the Kelley Blue Book. Now, here's the other one. The 2017 Toyota FJ Cruiser 4x4 off-road with snorkel and lifted six-speed manual transmission. You got to go check this car out. It's a 2012 Toyota FJ Cruiser 4x4. Star Auto is right next door to Foodland on Baritania. Go over there and they'll ship to neighbor islands. If you're interested, they're online as well. Star Auto. All right. One of my best parts of the winter, as it were, are chilly temperatures. And just the idea, I love cruising. I love being on a ship and cruising the seas. It's a wonderful feeling. And I haven't done it in more years than I'd like to say. Anthony Villanueva is the executive chef of Edgewood Country Club, the home of the inaugural Golf Kitchen Edgewood. And he went on a cruise with his wife. Welcome into the clubhouse, Anthony.
Hello, and welcome from New Jersey. How's everyone doing today?
Al, we're doing great. It's not going to get much more than 77 degrees. It was 65 this morning, and that's cold for us. It was 47 degrees at Volcano Golf Course.
Yeah, well, it's pretty chilly here today in New Jersey, I got to tell you. I was away for 14 days in the Caribbean, and I got to tell you, just it was very depressing coming back to the cold and ice. Big difference, big change.
Big change.
Oh, well worth it.
I know, but you know, I was saying earlier before you were on that they should have paid you. You should be paid to go on these cruises because the photos you take and you look so happy. Bahamas, Jamaica, Belize, Grand Cayman, Costa Maya, Mexico, Cozumel, Mexico. Wow. And you said this is the executive chef of Edgewood Country Club, all right? And he said the food was fabulous.
Everything was great. I got to tell you, it was an amazing, amazing time. It's been 5 years since I've had the privilege of actually going away on vacation. And I got to tell you, it was long overdue, but so well worth it. I highly recommend it for anyone who's questioning it. And I'm not working for any of the cruise lines, mind you. Just the person in the service industry going in, you know, to experience something like that. What a pleasure to be served. Because, again, you know, this is what I do on a daily basis, and I love it. It definitely comes from my heart. But, you know, when you go away on these vacations, I mean, really, really, it's a time to unwind and just become stress-free. And I really, really, really just immersed myself in it. It was just wonderful. I can't say enough about it.
You got to tell us which line it was. What ship were you on?
Oh, I was on NCL. I was on the Escape.
I had the privilege
of leaving out of Manhattan. So literally, I reside about 25 minutes away from the port. So I had my my children drop me off, me and my wife. And literally, you embark on the ship. Here's your drink and enjoy. So literally, your vacation starts. I didn't have to worry about, you know, rushing to an airport and hope my luggage arrives, you know, in a timely manner. Just it's really, really convenient. So anyone who lives in the tri-state area, I definitely highly recommend, you know, cruising out of Manhattan. It's great. There was a lot of people from Canada that actually drove about 9 hours, I guess, on a bus, and they just embarked. You know, it was just a really, really good time. Really.
Did you get off the ship at every stop?
Absolutely, I did. Yep, I was dragging my wife through the islands, and you know, we were like teenagers running around. Yeah, definitely did. Just the weather was spectacular, even though it's wintertime for them. It was great summer for us. So,
I was wondering, you said something to me at the very end when you said something about happy wife equals happy life.
Absolutely. If we don't invest, gentlemen, if we don't invest in time to keep our significant others happy, you know, listen, the recipe for a happy life is a happy wife. And I've been blessed. I've been with my wife for 34 years, you know, in the industry, the business that I'm in. I don't have the opportunity to be home a lot, but she understands it. So every opportunity that I get to spend quality time with her and just get out there and enjoy the world together, it really makes a difference. And, you know, for some people, it's like, nah, not for me. For me, it's just, you know, when I'm not working, I enjoy spending time at home with my family and my wife. It means a lot to me.
And you know,
what I always say, success in life means nothing unless you have that significant other to share it with. It really means a lot.
Absolutely. Anthony Villanueva is executive chef at Edgewood Country Club. You know, as the executive chef of a country club, you're constantly evaluating whether the food going out is, you know, perfect. Did you find yourself having to have that feeling when you were served food? Did you start doing the palate thing?
You know what? When I'm served food, listen, I usually go incognito. No one really knows that I'm a chef. People treat you differently when they know that you go in as a chef and you're going to be served. Sometimes it helps because you do get better service, bigger portions and what have you. You know, that usually happens. But I'm very, very quiet, low-key when I go out. You know, if something is, let's say, under par, I won't make a big fuss about it because, again, I'm in the industry and I do understand that things happen. So I'm not as critical. But you cannot help not have an eye for detail. Mm. You do notice things. Like, you know, if I have the same dinner as my wife and we have the same exact dish, they should look exactly the same. And sometimes, you know, you can pick out these things that normal people won't see. But being in the industry, you know, it definitely comes out. So you definitely do appreciate when something is done well, however. And I will say that I had the privilege of having some great meals on my vacation. They really, really did an exceptional job. So it was a very, very nice treat.
And that's coming from Anthony Villanueva, executive chef, Edgewood Country Club, home of the inaugural Golf Kitchen Edgewood. Edgewood Country Club hosted Golf Kitchen's fabulous award ceremony, and Golf Channel was there filming. Featured on Morning Drive, huge success. What was it like being the host, Chef?
It was such an amazing experience. It really was. I was a little nervous going in to it, but you know what? You're surrounded by so many professionals and so many people that are on the same page, and then people that came out to support the event. It was beyond. It felt like the Oscars, okay?
Wow.
The Oscars of the culinary, you know, club industry. And I was so flattered and so happy with the way everything came out. It was really a perfect, flawless evening. It was such a pleasure to work alongside these chefs from these, you know, other big name clubs. I got to tell you, everyone was just so humble, so fabulous to work with. It was really, really beyond amazing. I mean, the event was just incredible. It was a great, great experience. I think we got a lot of exposure from it. I think Diana DeLucia did an amazing job, just incredible job, just organizing everything. And everyone that she got, you know, to coordinate, it was just really, really beyond. And here it is, you know, a couple months later, and we're still living the highlight of this evening. It was just incredible.
Wonderful.
Really wonderful.
Yeah, the glow from it doesn't go. That's wonderful. And Sabonic was there. Glen Arbor was there. Westchester. Addison Reserve. And now you're going to be heading off to another sunny locale, but you're going to be working. And this is the second annual, the 2019 Golf Kitchen Punta Mita in April. A two-day competition on the Jack Nicklaus signature golf courses, Bahia and Pacifico, a four-hole shootout between the chefs. Are you going to be playing?
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm so looking forward to that. Again, this is just another new venue for me. I'm so flattered to be honored and invited to support, again, this wonderful, wonderful cause. I'm very excited about going to Punta Mita. It will be the first time. The club is so graciously flying us up there. I'm going to be traveling with my sous chef, so we're really, really excited to do some great things. And again, just represent the beautiful Edgewood Country Club, you know?
Yes.
And you know, being a part of such a great organization and rub elbows with these phenomenal chefs. I mean, listen, this is what it's all about. I'm so, so flattered and so, so blessed to be able to be in the same circles as some of these gentlemen. I mean, really, really over the top.
This Golf Kitchen Punta Mita is April 25 to 29 in 2019. So it's Golf Kitchen Punta Mita. You can either get the package that is stay, play, and eat. You can get the package that says play, golf, of course, and eat. And the other one is just eat. I love that. And so they're going to be preparing. They are Savonic, Glen Arbor, Cacique, Sankaty Head, Edgewood Country Club, Bosque Real, and Garzon Club from Uruguay. We're going to also have Jose Carley from Puerto Rico, and others are coming. When you watch these guys, you know, the other executive chefs who are cooking, do you kind of look to see what they're doing, what the trends are?
I do. I try not to follow too many other chefs because, you know, you don't want to mimic or copy.
Right.
But I definitely, I compliment what these guys do. And that's the thing that, you know, what's great about Golf Kitchen is that the collaboration of so many different chefs and different styles and different areas. I mean, it really, really adds such a great, great value to any of the events. And again, we work together. It's not like a challenge among chefs. I got to tell you, like, you know, we had spoken before on your other show.
Yes.
You know, when chefs get together for a common cause, it is magical. And I got to tell you, we were in such sync. And it was like, you know, there were no egos. Everyone was just on the same page. And I got to tell you, you know, the chefs that showed up for these events, they are top caliber. They are definitely, I understand why Diana, you know, chose them. And they definitely represent their clubs so well, so well. I was so honored and flattered to be a part of this whole event. And these guys, I mean, again, we're brothers now, you know. We actually became friends and we get to learn a little bit about each other. And I got to tell you, I walked away from the event that much better. You know, my team also appreciated working with these, you know, high caliber chefs and just helping and learning. And I got invitations from all of their clubs. They're like, listen, you know, if you're ever in this neck of the woods, by all means, please come. And likewise, you know, this is what we do. It's a brotherhood. It really is.
That's what's beautiful about Golf Kitchen. It's brought you guys all together. It features and highlights you. It celebrates the chefs in these beautiful country clubs that are, you're working, you're creating, you've all got your own styles. You use what's around you, the regional cuisine that's happening. I really want to talk a little bit about the trends that you see in food coming up in the future.
Yeah, you know, what I see is definitely healthy, a lot of healthy. I think guests now, they really care how the food is sourced, where it comes from, organic, you know, they want to know that the food is, you know, the produce is fresh, it's locally. All of these trends are important now. And definitely people want to see on the menu highlighted, like, where is the source from? You know, definitely the industry has definitely gone in that direction. But again, I just want to reiterate that healthy, clean eating. We're getting away from all the heavy butters and the rich cream and trans fat. And just people are just more knowledgeable right now. People are eating wiser, you know, so that's definitely the trend. And I think every chef in the industry feels that pressure, you know. Again, there's a huge comfort base that you definitely want to continue to honor, but you also have to continue to evolve. And definitely, I would say healthy, you know, healthy food sources, local. I think small dishes are making a huge comeback right now, too, because, you know, tapas is hot right now. It allows you to sit down and dine, and you can order multiple dishes and get to try different, you know, options that the chefs offer. I mean, it's really, really an exciting time for cuisine, and definitely club fare right now. It's hot, you know. As chefs, we do compete with area restaurants and things like that, but, you know, we have to do something a little better, you know, than the area restaurants. And we want to, you know, capture the member and keep them engaged, you know, because in the club business, unlike the restaurant business, you know, the restaurant business, if the customer doesn't like the food, you know what? They may not return to the restaurant, but in the club business, we are under a microscope. And a lot of times, if the members don't like the food, the chefs don't get to come back. So we always have to be conscious about that. and what I always say in the industry, evolve or dissolve, you know, and you just have to maintain, you know, that cutting edge and reinvent yourself and continue. And if you're passionate about food and you're interested in different trends and different things like I am, you know, that should come easy to you. You know, again, everything that I personally do, it does come from the heart, but I appreciate challenges. And I just love what I do. Again, I've been very blessed with a beautiful career. I'm very happy to be employed at the beautiful Edgewood Country Club. I think we have a phenomenal team in place there, and we're definitely on the cutting edge. And, you know, we're making an impact in the industry, and that just makes me so happy to be a cornerstone of this whole industry. And you know, a lot of great things are coming out of our club, and I couldn't be happier. I definitely feel that I'm top of my game in my career, but I'm also aware that we have to continue to push ourselves, you know. And you know, what I always say is, you know, when something is intact, don't be afraid to break it and redo it again. And this is what, you know, how we try to break out of these patterns and just keep people engaged and interested. You know, me as a chef, too, I get bored. If I'm doing the same stuff all the time, somehow your passion kind of fades away. So the other way to ignite the passion in myself and my team is just to continue to evolve and change and raise the bar and not be afraid to try new things, you know, and just get out of the rut, you know, the redundant, you know, patterns that sometimes we can pick up on.
But we need Anthony. Anthony, you need to be an inspirational speaker, because what you've just done, you inspired everybody. Well, and doesn't matter what business, what career you're in, what job you do, you know, when they say, you know, I just have to go in a different direction. Sometimes when I'm doing a traffic report and everything is the same, I just start, wait a minute, I need to change this up. You just change it up.
Yes.
And then the spark happens again. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. So you know what came up for me when you were saying we're getting away from the butters and the heavy creams? Sometimes there was a chef who made fabulous Italian food in Manoa. He had a restaurant. It was one of the best Italian restaurants. His family begged him to open up a vegetarian restaurant, and he did, and it's very, very successful. It's all vegetarian. It's got, you know, the ersatz meat. It's soy-based meat, and so he can make all kinds of things, but he can't make spaghetti sauce, because you can't make spaghetti sauce without the rich meat. So what do you do when you get rid of the cream, when you get rid of the butter? What do you put in there to give it that taste, or do you just go in a completely different direction?
Well, my favorite is always a great extra virgin olive oil, some, you know, some nice minced shallots, some fresh lemons, you know, garlic. There's different ways to manipulate. So definitely, as long as it's healthy, there's avocado oils. There's a lot of things out there. And again, that just pushes the bar and the talent of the chef, you know. Definitely fresh ingredients. Mediterranean-based sides to me, I happen to love, again, just the brininess of olives and, you know, capers and tomato. And it's just, you know, all of these great herbs. It definitely, you know, again, a great chef can manipulate these flavors and actually give you a 1-2 punch that's healthy, you know. And guilt-free. Then, you know, then your guests will eat more of it.
I love that. Anthony Villanueva, who is executive chef over at Edgewood Country Club. One of the things that I'll never forget from our first conversation, because Anthony was born and raised in Manhattan, New York's Lower East Side. He experienced everything, all of the different things, the delis, the Italian, the Chinese, everything. I lived on the street and played stickball, you know, mom watching through the window, calling him in to come in for dinner.
And, that's, you know, right.
Yeah. But, and so I had this vision of you at home cooking, you know, and what do you make for your kids? And, oh, I ought to bring something home from the fast food restaurants. Make the macaroni and cheese. But I kind of felt like I totally understood what you were saying. Because after cooking all the time, are the kids still at home? You said the kids dropped you off. I thought they were still home.
You know, they're home. Listen, I have children that are all ages. I do have 6 children. My youngest is 14. Yeah, my youngest son is 14, and my oldest son is 34. So I have a good little mix there of children. Yeah, so my adult children actually, they cared for the younger ones that, you know, were going to school and stuff like that. So, yes, my daughter loves to cook, and, yes, she's the daughter of a chef, so she's a little bit of a picky one, but she definitely cooks, you know, for her siblings, so definitely helpful. But she's that girl that she'll go to a restaurant and order a steak medium rare, you know, and it better come out medium rare, or she'll send it back.
Or she'll send it back?
She'll send it back, and I'm like, don't do that. I'm like, no, Dad, it's unacceptable.
That is so funny. That is wonderful.
There's a little sophistication there.
Yes. Well, part, she's, yeah. You know, she's learned to have an eye for things like Dad. She probably has watched you and with all the siblings, right? Who's going to be the next chef in your family?
I don't know. You know, that's a good question. I don't encourage my children to get into the industry, but they do understand that, you know, it takes a lot of hours, a lot of time, a lot of passion. Two of my daughters came up working in the clubs as servers, and two of my sons were actually line cooks, you know, that came up, you know, working with me in the industry. Yeah, so right now I have a 21-year-old daughter, and now she currently works at the club, and she's kind of, you know, a server. She works in the office. It just, the training since she was younger, so it kind of gives her that, you know, that second career choice anyway. But, you know, still going to college, and I'm like, well, you know, coming up in the industry, it's a good business. Me as a country club chef, you know, working through so many years, I've watched, you know, my members' children grow up as I've watched my own. You know, so
that's
it's
right.
Very
it's
close to my heart, and you develop family relations, you know, with generations really to come. So again, my children are just another derivative of that. You know, it gives me great pleasure that when I have events and I'm allowed to bring my children to the club so they can see, you know, I'm very proud of what I do. And I also want them to see, you know, this is what takes a lot of my family time away, but they understand, you know, and that's where it's very important when I go back to my wife that, you know, she's understanding and she understands the sacrifice that, you know, that I make every day, you know, just so that we can have a better life. But again, I just feel so blessed. I have beautiful children. I have a great wife. I have a great career. Just, you know, and every day I'm just humble and grateful.
And the kids, if they chose to be passionate about the industry, you'd certainly be able to guide them in the right direction. And that's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And your banquet business, I think that's fantastic. People can go to Edgewood for banquets.
Yes, absolutely. We have a very strong banquet business that's really growing. You know, social media has been very, very good to us. We have a lot of great reviews. And again, we're continuing to build momentum. It's really, really, like I said, it's making a mark in the industry. That just makes me so happy. And we're known as we're not cookie cutter. We're very approachable. It gives me great pleasure to sit down with the clients and have chef consultations. And again, I'm the yes man in the industry. We do have, you know.
We can do this for you.
I definitely love, you know, creating trends as opposed to following them. And again, I try not to watch what my peers are doing too much. You know, just try to do and make people happy. And I love challenges. And people come up to me and say, listen, you know, we want this, and we're from New Orleans, and can you do an authentic New Orleans station? I'm like, you know what? I've never done it, but why not? And I'll research, and I'll do what I have to do. And you know what? When it comes out, and it comes out better than was expected, that means everything to me, you know? And
yes.
And again, that just it puts us on the pattern to continue to evolve and go forward and push. And again, give people an experience that they can't have anywhere else. And that to me means everything.
Anthony Villanueva, Executive Chef, Edgewood Country Club, home of the inaugural Golf Kitchen Edgewood. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's always fun talking with you. I feel pumped up and ready to reinvent myself and do it all better.
Well, there we go. Let's be motivational. Let's make an impact.
Yes.
Whatever we do, anything that's worth doing is worth doing right.
That's exactly
right. And that's just it.
Thank you very much.
And that's it. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I love you, Danielle.
I love you, too.
It was great.
Aloha.
And again, I'm looking so forward to Punta Mita, Mexico, coming up.
Coming up. It's Punta Mita. You can go to Golf Kitchen Punta Mita to find out all the information. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
If you own a restaurant or a building with a grease trap, you probably already know this, but you probably have been going, oh, who am I going to call? I don't know what to do. You need to make sure your grease trap is legal, and Creative Plumbing can check it out for you. Creative Plumbing. Call them. 841-2837. Delmark Fujita is the Bridgestone Golf Hawaii distributor. Did you see the Tiger Woods, Bryson DeChambeau commercial, the two of them talking? Let's bring Delmark Fujita right in. Hey, Delmark.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. It was kind of comical watching the two of those guys with Bryson going at it from a completely physics sort of point of view about, and then Tiger's going, you mean straight. You just want the ball to go straight. And Bryson's breaking it down with the numbers about how to make the ball go straight. And it's such an interesting thing. One person is all about the technology, and one person is all about the feel. And Tiger's, I mean, the shot that he made out of that greenside bunker onto the green, the feel that took, what he did with that ball, that Bridgestone golf ball, was pretty amazing. If that wasn't the shot of the year, I don't know what is.
Yeah, it almost went in the hole too. But you know, that's Tiger Woods, right? That's what we expect from him, and so it's great to see him back. But yeah, going back to the commercials, it's an interesting dynamic between the two guys.
It is an interesting dynamic between those two guys, and they're so different. You know, Tiger's got that feel thing; he's straight up. You mean you want the feel, you want the straightness, Bryson. Matt Kuchar is also playing the Bridgestone ball. Lexi Thompson, Fred Couples, he's on the course this weekend. Cheyenne Woods is another Bridgestone tour player. You've got the new ones and gold, by the way, Bridgestone golf balls on the hot list gold. The Tour BX, the Tour BXS, the Tour BRX, the Tour BRXS. Now, there's four, I think this is, you're the only company with four tour balls. Can we break them down?
No, the Tour B, the X and the XS would be for golfers with a higher swing speed, like a driver speed above 105. And then the RX and the RXS would be for golfers with drivers, club head speed below 105. Tiger Woods uses the Tour B XS. He has a high club head speed, he's able to compress it. But the XS version, the S means it has a little bit more spin. So that's something that Tiger Woods is looking for when he's out there playing.
Okay, he wants the Tour B XS. I understand there's a TW edition?
Yes, it's the same golf ball. It just has Tiger stamped on the side, and it has his picture on the box. So every time we sell a dozen, we donate some money to his foundation.
Oh, that's so cool. So part of the money that's made from the TW edition goes to the Tiger Woods Foundation. That's awesome. Now, what about, you know, me? What if I were, let's say, to use the Tour B RXS and my swing speed is, let's say, 85? You know, what would happen to my ball?
Well, you get decent distance out of it, but if your swing speed is at 85, I would probably recommend more of a Sterling covered golf ball so we can get you a little bit more distance, get you a little closer to the green with a shorter club into the green.
Okay. And so would that be the E12 soft, E12 speed?
Yes, the E12 model, that's our newest golf ball. And I'm really excited about what the technology is that we've put into this golf ball. So the soft, again, is for people swinging their drivers below 105. And the speed is for people above 105.
Okay, so
what makes this golf ball great is it's a three-piece Sterling cover. And the inner mantle is what we call an active acceleration mantle. It's a little denser than the version before. And what it allows us to do is the core is usually the engine of the golf ball. This inner mantle adds so much velocity to the tee shot that it becomes kind of like a second engine of the golf ball.
Wow. Okay. I'm feeling very Bryson right now. I want to understand what the dynamic is between that core and the mantle. Is energy somehow stored and then shot back out? How does that work?
The core kind of reacts like a spring. You know, if you push down on the spring and you just tap it lightly, you know, it fires back with very little energy. So, and if you smash a spring and you force down on it too much, you can also take the life out of the spring. So the golf ball core does that. It really provides the energy to rebound off the club face and get your golf ball out there. The problem is if you make the core soft to add some feel to the golf ball, you start to lose distance, right? And golf balls have tended to go in that direction. Everybody wants a softer feeling golf ball. Well, as you make it softer, the golf ball can lose distance. So what we've done is with that inner mantle, to add the velocity that all golfers want, we use that as the second engine in the golf ball. So now we can have a golf ball that has a lot of distance for the E12, and we can make the core softer, and the golf ball, the golfer can get distance as well as soft feel.
Wow. Okay, so it does. It does add like a secondary, like you said, a secondary engine, taking that compression that's compressing the ball that has to eventually push it back out again to give it the force, and then the secondary mantle goes in and assists in that force. You know, when I look at soft and speed, the name on soft and the name on speed, everybody wants speed because it implies far away. It's going to go far. But I want soft because I want on the greens, I want to feel. Does that have anything to do with the touch on the greens, the name of the ball, soft and speed?
It was more to draw a line between the club head speed.
Okay.
I don't know who came up with the name.
Right.
We've been using it for a couple of years. So just at 105, if you're below 105, you should be using the soft version. Above 105 driver speed, you should be using the speed version.
Got it.
The soft version has about a 50 compression, and the speed version has about a 75. So.
Oh, that's really good to know, because you know people who don't understand the names don't understand the reason for them, then it's like, well, I want speed, but then you're not going to get speed if you don't have the strong club head speed to compress the ball to make it work. You also have the E6s, the soft and speed, and the soft lady edition. What is this E6 soft lady edition?
It's a little softer compression for ladies. We'll be coming out with an improved version of that golf ball around middle of April. So ladies can look for that. But this E12 is the replacement for that E6. Just eventually we'll move away and introduce new versions of the E6 that you see on our website.
Okay, I just scratched this out.
Yeah.
E6s don't exist anymore.
We need to
anymore.
Update the website, but in about a couple of months, we'll have new versions of the E6 that you currently see on our website.
I see. Okay. It's constantly evolving technology, the golf ball. And there's so much talk about rolling back the distance the golf ball can go. We're talking here about accelerating the distance, give people more distance, give them the ability to get somewhere. Do you think, we're not talking about Bridgestone or anything. Do you, Delmark Fujita, whose resume is, Governor's Cup amateur team member, Oahu Country Club Men's Invitational Championship. You were the USC golf team from 1984 to 1989, a U.S. Army Invitational Championship flight. All of these accomplishments that you have, do you think the ball is going too far?
Not for the average golfer. I don't think that we should roll it back. For the pros, maybe, they can do magical things as we've seen Tiger Woods do, but we all want to hit it farther. So why take it away from the average golfer? I think technology is a part of every aspect of our life. So why would we want to remove that from golf? Right? We're out there to have fun.
Yes.
And hitting the ball far is fun, right?
Yes.
Hit it, find it, hit it again. Sure. So I don't think so. I don't know why people think the golf ball goes too far, because that's what's exciting, right?
Yes.
To hit a par 5 and 2 or hit it close to a par 4 and chip it up. Why would we want to take that away from golf when we're trying to find more golfers? Right? We should be finding ways to make the game more fun.
Yeah, do you think there should be two sets of balls, one for the professionals and one for the recreational players?
That's possible, but I think it would be very difficult for the ruling, the USGA to decide which ball they're going to use, right? Yeah. So how do you do that? I mean, that's very difficult. They can make golf courses harder, right? They can bring in the fairways a little tighter. They can make the greens faster. They can grow the rough.
Yes.
So, right? We all watch the U.S. Open. Sometimes they shoot over par to win, and I think that's exciting, too.
I couldn't agree with you more. My question also has to do with, at what point can the body no longer swing so hard to be accurate that increased distance will help you playing the game? Have we reached that point where the body swinging a club, hitting the ball, you want to go, down the fairway. You don't want to end up on the other side. And long drive guys, they're using football fields. And it doesn't matter whether they're on the right side of the football field or the left side of the football field, as long as they hit whatever distance they can make. Is there a point where we're just not going to get these guys to, are they going to be able to drive 400 yards?
Well, I thought we reached that point, but I watched the long drive on TV like a couple weeks ago, and those guys were really big, tall, strong, flying at 400 yards. So I would have thought we hit the limit, but maybe not. There's always people reaching for more, longer shafts. But I don't know what the answer is. You're right. You would think it would be close. But then again, when you watch Dustin Johnson, he seems to be launching it out there as far as anyone, and maybe even farther than he used to.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then there's Cameron Champ.
I saw him. He's tremendous.
I thought there was a point where the body couldn't coordinate with the iron and the ball to go straight. But maybe, I'm all wrong. And at some point, they will be hitting the ball 500 yards. Then, of course, the question is, how much land can we afford to use for golf courses and make other golf courses obsolete? And does it matter? all of these questions. The way these guys have reacted to the rules changes, the idea of in making them have one ball to play, I just don't think it'll, I don't think it'll go over well at all. I just don't think they'll buy it.
Yeah, I don't see that happening either. You know, how are they going to choose the one company and ignore the others that make golf balls? So just have fun. Like, why does it have to be so uptight?
And why does it have to be so uptight? Yeah. Go have fun. That's exactly right. This is Delmark Fujita. He's Bridgestone Golf, Hawaii distributor. And these excellent golf balls are out. Check it out. If you're, you know, your swing speed is under, you want to go with a, let me make sure, with a soft. And if it's higher, you go with the speed, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And if you go to the Bridgestone Golf website, you can punch this, get ball fitting, get ball ideas, and you can fill that out. And then they'll send it to your inbox and tell you what they can suggest for you. That's Bridgestone Golf. They were the first company to do golf ball fitting. Thank you so much for being on the show, Delmark.
Okay, Danielle, thanks. Take care.
You too. Aloha. We're going to wrap up the show right now with, I want to thank Charlie Reimer, PGA Tour member, former, and Golf Channel. Now he's got Fataz, the clothing line, and he's in Myrtle Beach promoting golf. And Scott Ashworth, thank you so much, the 2018 Golf Professional of the Year, Aloha Section PGA, Anthony Villanueva, Delmark Fujita, and all the people who make this show possible, because without you, we wouldn't have it. That is Gotta Go Far, Trapped in Traffic. Boy, we were yesterday, weren't we? Get a car that you're comfortable in, that you can depend on. Go to Star Auto, 1450 South Baritania, next to Foodland. Star Auto, they've got a large selection of gently used cars. Star Auto. We have this really cool place where, you know, you've got all these things that grandma, great grandma, they've all sent them down the line. And here you are, you're wondering, you know, is this really worth anything? Why do I have all this stuff? Well, you can go to the consignment center and find out what all that stuff is worth. You can find out what your COA, your art, fine furnishings, and a whole bunch of other stuff that you can bring down. Find out what it's worth. Maybe you want to keep it. Maybe you want to consign. So you can shop, consign, and design at the Hawaii Consignment Center there on Cook Street. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. They have two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. And, you know, with the weather being the way it is, you never know when you're going to need your own generator. Always good. Oahu Extraction, when it floods or water comes into your home, you know, or it could be worse, the sewer pipes have broken, or mud comes with that water and you're stuck. Call Oahu Extraction. Oahu Extraction, 24/7, on site in 90 minutes. They're there for you. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, or a store, or you need your grease trap changed, you've got to call Creative Plumbing. And Futura Stone, Futura Stone's master craftsman, turning your building, your warehouse, your showroom, or your home project, or maybe they're both, you have a showroom and a home, into artwork. Only the best. This is the Golf Club. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.